Man, aside from fashion and style, one of my biggest passions or things to do when I'm free, or one of my hobbies is to try different foods. Like, I'm a massive, massive, massive foodie. And when the Full Version podcast comes out, y'all have a great opportunity to see, well, not see, well, hear about all the different types of food that I like to eat. Like, I eat everything, and I don't want to give too much away because these are just segments building up to the podcast. But I want to kind of preface and give a little precursor to why food, like, is such an important aspect of my life. And I want y'all to really think about the next time you guys eat something and why you eat this food. Damn, I'm really excited already. Like, I'm the type of guy who has breakfast and is excited for sorry I'm the type of guy who has dinner and is excited for breakfast the next day. Like, I'll cancel plans to have a nice breakfast at home. But the thing about food is, like, you can't treat it as something, functional. Put food in your body and go. It's like, it's such an essential part. Like, you need food for survival. And if you can tackle your different taste buds and tackle the different nuances and different flavors, man, food can turn into an experience. And I just want to talk about one notable experience I had in a restaurant in Toronto. I think it was the first time I tried chicken and waffles, and I think it was, like, my first real, like, journey into trying different, trying foods, like, trying different foods and, like, not eating the same thing. And it was at this place called Harlem. So I'm sure, everyone listening in Toronto right now knows that Harlem restaurant on Richmond. It was the first place that really put chicken and waffles on the map before everyone else started hopping on them. And man, their chicken and waffles at the time were insane. Like, the waffle was, like, made in house, super fluffy, nice and thick, but really fluffy and airy. Their fried chicken was, very, very well breaded, wasn't too saucy, it wasn't, like, too overbearing with the oil. And then they would bring out this, like, Scotch bonnet hot sauce. And then maple syrup on the side, but the Scotch bonnet is a pepper, if you don't know. And it was, like, balanced off with, like, I think something sweet, but it was so good. It was really, like, the game changer in food or for that dish. And I think since then I've just been on a journey, and I've been at, like, hundreds of different places. I'm a big cafe and coffee connoisseur too. I love coffee. And, like, I'll go to different places to try different types of coffee. Man, it's crazy. And, like, another thing about Toronto is that there's so many places to try, and, like, new food is opening up all the time. And there are a lot of really good places, but there are a lot of trash food places too. So it's like, you kind of have to pick, you kind of have to, do a little research and, find the right spots. But I think I've gotten really good at it. So when the podcast has come out, hopefully by the end of January, I'm working on it. So want it to be good and, really well done. I don't want y'all to get some trash podcast, there's gonna be a segment on there about food in the city or, like, coffee. We might be even record up in some cafes. Yeah, I don't know yet, There'll definitely be an aspect of, like, a really cool dining experience. Like, not just about the, like, I mean, what, well, ambiance, food, like, the quality of the food, the way that people serve you, or your, like, where your server is, like, knowledgeable, like, was the mood set. And so I'm excited to bring the aspect into the podcast. So yes, Harlem was a great, opening statement four places for chicken and waffles in Toronto. But since then, the food that I've tried in the city and around the world, or North America specifically, has been insane. So hope y'all enjoyed this, and there's definitely more to come. Peace.